Today's daf is Menachos daf Pei Gimel, the last daf in the 8th parak of Maseches Menachos. So we left off yesterday on daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, we're up to Rabbi Akiva Pesach Leinu Bala Menachul Minale, about 12 lines before the end of the page. So just to get what we're trying to do in context over here, the Mishnah had asked the question of how we know that a Toda is Lo Yaviyah El Menachul. And we said, well, we learned it from Pesach. V'zavach to Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzon V'vakar. So Pesach is only Ba... even though Pesach is not brought from Tzon Bakar, Pesach is not brought from Bakar, it's only brought from Tzon. So obviously, what's the Pesach referring to? So Gemara said it must be referring to be Marbi, even a carbon toda as well. And then we said Ma Pesach Davar Shebechova Veinu Ba Elamin Achulin. So too, Kol Davar Shebechova is Veinu Ba Elamin Achulin. So the first sugya, the first amud of the Gemara since that Mishnah discussed, how do I know Pesach Guf Emin Alan? How do I know by Pesach itself that it's Einu Ba Elam Min Achulin? So that's what we've been discussing until now. So, but we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer whether you can learn from Pesach Mitzrayim or you cannot learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Gemara is going to ask now for Rabbi Akiva Pesach Einu Ba Elam Min Achulin Minalei. Rabbi Akiva, who can't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, who doesn't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, so where's he going to learn that Pesach is Einu Ba Elam Min Achulin? Meaning everyone agrees to the din. The Mishnah says the din explicitly. Everyone agrees to the din that Pesach is Einu Ba Elam Min Achulin. But where does Rabbi Akiva know it from? How does he derive it from a pasuk? So the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that's going to last through the entire Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and there's only really one line in the brisa that shows us where Rabbi Akiva learns this particular din, that a Pesach is Ba Min Achulin. But we mentioned the whole brisa anyway, and we're going to learn a lot of halachos derech agav once we mention the whole brisa. So nafkele mehadamar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Eliezer. He learns it from that which Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, which darshan the pasuk. The pasuk says zos haTorah lo olah lemincha lechatos l'lashem lemilum lezevach shlamim. Pasuk gives us a list of various kinds of karbanos. So we're going to darshan each word in the pasuk. Each karban mentioned in the pasuk is going to be darshaned in the brisa. Ola, first we start with Ola, Ma Ola Tuna Kli, Af Kol Toten Kli. So we learn from there that just like an Ola requires a Kli, so too everything requires a Kli. That's why we compare the other Karbanos to an Ola in the same Pasuk as Ola. That just like an Ola requires a Kli, the other Karbanos also require a Kli. Well, what kind of Kli? What do we mean it requires a Kli? Maihi, what kind of Kli are we talking about? Ilem a Mizrak, if you say that we're talking about a Mizrak to be Makabel the Dam in, that we find by an Ola that you would be mekabel the dam in the mizrak. So gabei zivchei shal mitzibur namiksiv vayosem ba'aganos. So by zivchei shal mitzibur, it also says that you need a mizrak to be mekabel the dam. So why would I dafka learn from Ola? It says it explicitly by zivchei shal mitzibur. So that can't be the kli that we're referring to, that we learn from Ola to everything else that you need this kli. Ella, rather the kli that we're referring to, that we know only by Ola explicitly, and therefore we are makish other karbanos to Ola to learn this din, is the din of sakin, that the Ola needs to be shechted with a sakin, with a knife. Va'ola gufa min olan. How do I know? But what's the what else would I have thought? So there's machlokas rishonim about what you in fact are or are not allowed to use. Tosos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosos Dibur Maschil Veikach writes the name of Rabbeinu Tam that even let's see the drasha first. Let's see the drasha first. V'ol gufa min olan. How do I know Ola requires a sakin? T'chsev yishlach Avram asyado v'yikach asam ma'acheles lishchot espino. That Avram took the ma'acheles. He took the knife to shecht Yitzchak. V'hasam olahu and Yitzchak and that had a din of a carbon Ola. T'chsev v'yaleuli Ola tachas bino. Because when he took the animal instead, it said he took it as an Ola tachas bino. No, in place of a son. Apparently the son was also supposed to be a carbon Ola. So that's how we know the din that an Ola requires sakin. So Tosfos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, even though that we learn from this pasuk that Shechitas Chulin is kosher only if it's min atalush of velomina mechubar, meaning the Gemara darshins in Maseches Chulin, that from the fact that it says that Avram took as a ma'achelos lishchot espino, we learn that which you shecht with has to be detached from the ground. You can't take something that's still attached to the ground. But the din of kli that we learn from this pasuk, for some reason we only apply to kachim. The din that it can't be from mechubar, that we say even for shechita schulin, even if you're just tam shechting basar taiva like we would shech today, that we learn from this pasuk that you can't shech from mechubar. Yet when it comes to the din of kli, we only learn that it's the same pasuk. Yet we only learn that in regards to kachim. So he says because the riboy over here is to show us that you need a kli, means a kli shares. That whenever you say you need a kli, it doesn't just mean you need a kli, it means you need a kli shares. Obviously, you don't need a kli shares for shechita schulin. That's why the din of mechubar, so that's a din that could apply equally to chulin and to kachim. So that we're going to learn across the board by chulin and kachim. The din that it can't be min a mechubar, that it has to be min a talish. But the din of requiring a kli is a din of kli shares. It only makes sense if you're talking about kachim. And that's why that halacha we're only going to apply to kachim. That's Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim's shita in Tosfos Maseches Vachim Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that shechitas karbanos do not require kli shares. The knife does not have to be a kli shares. So over here, what the Gemara means is that you need a kli as opposed to using a reed. The Gemara in Chulin talks about perhaps shechting with a sharp leaf that's able to slaughter the animal. So the din of kli that our Gemara is requiring over here is not a din that you dafka need a kli shares, like Tos says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. No, din of kli is just that you need a kli, that it needs to be an actual knife. The Yerayim writes that the limud from the psukim by Akedas Yitzchak for shechita schulin is only an asmachta bi'amlin, meaning according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're back stuck with the problem. If there are two dinim learned from this pasuk, one that it can't be mina mechubar, and two that you need a kli, why is the din of mina mechubar a din that applies to all shechita, and the din of kli a din that applies only to kachim? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we were good because kli means kli sharis, it only makes sense by kachim. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're stuck again though, because kli just means a kli, so that could have applied anywhere. So the Yerayim says, no, the idea that we're going to use this pasuk to teach us about shechita schulin, that's only an asmachta, that's not the real drasha from the pasuk. Our Gemara is the real drasha. When our Gemara tells us that you need a kli, and it applies it to shechitas kachim only, that's the real drasha. So Hasemes says, no, there are two psukim. They're easily confused for each other, but there are two psukim. One pasuk, vayikach Avram es atzei ha'ola, vayasam el Yitzchak b'no, vayikach b'yado se'esh, ve'samacheles. And then you have another pasuk, vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikach ha'samacheles, l'shchotas b'no. So if you have two psukim, so meinu inyan l'shchitas kachim, so you learn it to shechitas chulin. Meaning really, the psukim should teach us only about shechitas kachim. But if you have two psukim that teach us that Avram took something that's talush, that's not mechubar, so you can say that why do I need two psukim to teach me that same thing? Must be it's coming to extend it even for shechitas chulin. There is a Maritz Chiyus in Chulin and Daf Tezayin where the Maritz Chiyus points out that the Gemara in Yuma says, Anan me Avram nekum v'nigmar. The Gemara in Yuma asks rhetorically, can we learn halachos from Avram Avinu, Yuma Daf Chav Chesam and Beis? Can we learn halachos from Avram Avinu? So the Maritz Chiyus asks, well, wait a second, we're learning halach from Avram Avinu over here, that shechitas shechitas kachim requires a kli. So what happened to that Gemara of Anan me Avram nekum v'nigmar? So Maritz Chiyus says that it could be that since kachim was something that were already commanded to Bnei Noach, pasuk says be'adam rishon la'avda u'lashamra, and Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis Parshat Hazayin that la'avda u'lashamra elu ha'karbanos, that there was already an inyan of karbanos from Bnei Noach. I mean, it says in Chumash they already brought karbanos. So something that they had already been commanded in, maybe that we can learn from Avram Avinu. Only in those things that they had not yet been commanded in, we cannot learn from Avram Avinu. That's the suggestion of the Maritz Chayis. The truth is, though, there is a machlokas rishon on what that Gemara even means when it says that how can we learn from Avram Avinu. One opinion is, like we're understanding now, how can you learn halachos from Avram Avinu? The other opinion I had to understand that Gemara in Yuma is, v'chi anu yucholim lilmod mizrizuso shall Avram Avinu. Are we able to learn from the Zrizus of Avram Avinu, which has nothing to do with halacha? So if you say that, are we able to learn from the Zrizus of Avram Avinu, then the kasha of the Maritz Chiyus doesn't even get off the ground. The kasha doesn't begin. Good. There also is a Gemara in this Masechta, Daf Tezayin, earlier in this Masechta, that we learned that the sakan that they would shecht the animal with was Mekadesh the Dam. So there was a Machlokas Rishonim whether the sakan is a Klisharis or not. So the Achronim write that Machlokas, whether the sakan was a Klisharis, is totally in the Geder of Kiddush HaSakin. In what way is the sakan Mekadesh the Dam? You could say that the Avodas HaShchit with Mekadesh the Dam, or you could say that the sakin that they use to shecht the animal, it's the knife itself that's Mekadesh the Dam. Is it the chefza of the sakin, or is it the avodas hashchita? Those Rishonim that hold that the sakin is a klisharis, and they say, it has to be a klisharis, it's Mekadesh the Dam, obviously hold that the key is the knife itself, that the knife is Mekadesh the Dam. But those Rishonim that hold that the sakin was not a klisharis, so how is it Mekadesh the Dam if it's not a klisharis? Gemara was beferish, it's Mekadesh the Dam, so it must be that it's not the sakin that's Mekadesh the Dam. It's the avodas hashchita that's Mekadesh the Dam. The Rambam writes, Kol hazvachim ein shochtin osan lechachila ela besakin miklisharis. Rambam says all karbonos have to be shechted with a sakin that is a klisharis. This is Rambam, the fourth parak of Maaser Karbonos. Vim shachat bekol davar sheshochtin bo achulin vaafilu bekromish shalkana ksherim. But if you shecht even with the sakin that's not a klisharis, the Rambam goes a step further. Even with something that's not a sakin at all, even a kromish shalkana, you use a reed to shecht an animal, shechitas kosher. So not only is the din of klisharis not ma'akev, the very din of kli in shechitas not ma'akev. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Ramban also holds that klisharis is not ma'akev. What you see is that the Ramban explains even if the shechita is unable to be mekadesh the dam, the Ramban says, look, if you need a klisharis lechachila, because I hold that the sakin, because the Gemara says the sakin is mekadesh the dam, so you need a klisharis to be mekadesh the dam. But if it's not mekadesh the dam, it doesn't mean the carbon's possible, because when you mekabel the dam in a klisharis, that will be mekadesh the dam. Just because the dam becomes kadosh one step later doesn't mean that the whole carbon is invalid. That's the explanation of the Ramban. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. So that was all in terms of the first word in the pasuk, Ola. Now we learn Mincha. Why is Mincha mentioned in the pasuk to compare all other karbanos to a carbon Mincha? Three lines from the bottom of Pei Beis and Beis. Ma Mincha inechal zilzichrei kuna. Afkal inechal zilzichrei kuna. Just like carbon Mincha is only eaten by male kohanim, so to all the other karbanos only eaten by male kohanim. Mai. Which karbanos are we talking about? Meaning, which karbanos do we need a drasha from Mincha to teach us that it's only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna? So, Ichatas ve'asham, if you tell me about Chatas ve'asham, well, the Hegeksiv, it says Beferish in the Pasuk that it's only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. The Gemara doesn't quote the Pasuk, but Rashi on the top does. Vizel yel lechami kachi akadashim, in a esh lekol chatasam lekol hashamam, v'samachle bekadash akadashim. So, we learn that that they're only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. Izif chay shalmei tzibur, and if you're talking about the Kivsei Atzeres, which are the only Shalmei Tzibur that exist. May Ribuya Dekrayasi. Well, we learn that from a Ribuya in the Pasuk. Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu Kol Zachar Yochal Oso. That all males, only males eat it. Limer Al-Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Sheinachon Al-Zivchei Kuna. So we see from there that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur can only be eaten by male Kohanim. So why do I need this Pasuk of Mincha to teach me that other karbanos can only be eaten by male kohanim? We already know this from these other psukim. Says Gemara, says the Braisa Tanai. Okay, that's in fact the machlok. Or the Gemara says Tanai. That's in fact the machlokas Tanaim. Ika demaisi lamehacha, vika demaisi lamehacha. Which pasuk exactly you learn that the kachem kachem can only be eaten by zichrei kuna? Maybe the subject of machlokas Tanaim. Fine. Next word in the pasuk. Chatos. The pasuk says chatos. What do I learn from that? Ma chatos mekadesh bebalua, afkal mekadesh bebalua. Just like chatos is mekadesh bebalua, so too other karbanos. What does that mean? Says Rashi, last word on the fourth on the last wide line. Kigon shayushtei chatichos achas shlamim va'achas shel basar chatos. Let's say you have two pieces of meat, one of a carbon shlamim and one of a carbon chatos. V'nafal min achatos ala shlamim, and the chatos meat fell on the shlamim meat. V'nivla ba, and it became balua in it. It became the tam trend transferred. Yochal kechomer shebal liyom v'layla kechatas. You now have to eat the shlamim with all the chumras of a chatas. Normally a shlamim gets eaten for 2 days and a night. Chatas only 1 day, 1 night. You have to now eat the shlamim with the chumras of a chatas to limit it to only 1 day, 1 night. That's the din of mekadesh bebalua. There is a machlokas between two Gemaras, not a Machlokas Rishon, a Machlokas between two Gemaras, what this din of Chatas and other Kachim being Mekadesh Biblia really means. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim holds that the Yisod of this Halacha is what we would say Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, and that the Heter is Mitztarif to become part of the Isser, that if you eat a Kezayis of this mixture, even though there's less than a Kezayis of the Isser in the mixture, it's as if you a kezayis of the full kezayis of the iser, and we don't learn from kachim to other isuri Torah to say hetem mitzarif l'iser, that it's limited over here. We dafka say hetem mitzarif l'iser. Now, what exactly hetem mitzarif l'iser really means is itself a machlokas rishonim. Rashi in Pesachim Mem Gimel, the Ravid in the third parak of Pesachim, and the Hasagas and the Balamar, many other rishonim hold that it's when the hetem mitzarif l'iser only applies when the iser and the heter are not mixed together. Each one is nikar b'fnei atzmo. Each one stands and is recognizable independently. Whereas Tosfos and Pesachim Mem Gimel and the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Shin Samaches disagree. They say no. That we don't say at the Mitzrayim Fliyaser unless they are mixed together. That it's dafka got to be completely mixed together. But anyway, that's one sugyo. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Mem Hei assumes that the idea of Mekadesh B'Balua is the concept of Heter mitztarif l'iser, and it's dafka din by kachim. Whereas the Gemara Maseches Nazir on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis holds that the yisod of this halacha of mekadesh b'balua is really tam ki ikar. It's just that since the tam transfers, so that's as if you're eating the ikar iser itself. When you're eating something, let's say in this case you're eating shlamin that has tam of a carbon chatos in it, so it's as if you're eating the chatos itself, and that's where this limitation comes from tam ki ikar, not from hetem mitzarif l'iser. Very interesting. Rav Chanan in Kovet Shurim in Pesachim Oskufay and Dalid suggests that those Rishonim that hold that Heter Mitzarif L'Isser is only said when the Heter is Mu'urav B'Isser and is not Nikr, when it's completely mixed in with the Isser, hold that the idea of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser is that the Heter itself becomes Isser. It loses its identity as Heter and it becomes Isser. And that's why the only way that could happen is if it's completely Mu'urav, if it gets completely mixed in with the Isser. Then it loses its original identity. But those Rishonim that hold, says Rav Elchanan, that Heter Mitzarif L'Isser is said in a situation only where they are still independent, where they are nikar b'fnei atzmo, the heter stands alone and is not completely fused into the iser. Hold that the ikar iser is ba'achilas mashuhu, and because there's elamai, you can't eat, you can't be in violation of an iser achila with pachas mikazayis. So that's what the heter does. It accomplishes being mashlim the kazayis when it comes to eating a mashuhu of iser. So that happens even if they're completely independent of each other, because the heter doesn't have to become the iser. No, you eat even a mashuhu of the iser, you've already violated the halacha. The only thing is, it's not an achila. So in order to give it a shame achila, you have to be mashlim the kezayis with the heter as well. But it's not that the heter actually becomes the iser. So that's how Rav Elchanan explains this machlokes rishonim of whether heter mitzarif l'iser applies bibalua, applies when they're dafka mixed, completely mixed in, and the heter lost its identity, or even if they're nicker independently, relates to how you understand the very fundamental nature of heter mitzarif l'iser. Vayter in the Gemara, vayter in the Braisa, where it continues to darshan each word in the pasuk asham. What are we learning from carbon asham? Ma asham ein shvir v'shil yakadosh bo. Just like a carbon asham, we know that the fetus is not kadosh in the carbon asham. How do we know that about the carbon asham? Because the carbon asham is male, so we know that there's no fetus that's kadosh inside of the carbon asham. So afkal ein shvir v'shil yakadosh bo. So to any carbon, the shvir and the shilya don't become kadosh in that carbon. kasavar vlados kachim vavyasin hein kadoshim. So obviously we're holding that vlados kachim are kadosh when they are born, but not when they're shvir v'shilya, not when they're still inside the mother as a fetus. V'danin efshar mishi efshar. And obviously we're also holding you can learn out halachos of efshar from halachos of efshar, which we discussed a little bit yesterday. Which means that how can you learn from asham what the status of a fetus is? The asham doesn't have a fetus. It can't have a fetus. It is a male. So, but that's what we're saying, that you can learn a din of a nekeva that has a shvir v'shilya from an asham, which is a zachar that has no shilya. Now you're allowed to learn such dinim. That's still that's within the limitations of proper drashos. Miluim, Pasuk went on to say miluim, ma miluim osrein b'sreifa vein ba'alichayim osrein b'sreifa. Just like miluim, by the kabanos of the miluim, the extra parts of the kabanos were burnt, but the ba'alichayim extra, there were no extra ba'alichayim to be burnt. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, ve'ein osrein ba'alichayim b'sreifa to be miluim lo frishu shum behem alachrayus v'lo hayosham ba'alichayim mosar. There was no extra ba'alichayim. They didn't have extra animals that they had designated just in case they something happened to one of the existing animals. There were no extra animals by the Shivas Yimei Miluim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't have extra animals, so too, just like by Miluim, Ein Balechayim Mosrein L'Sreifa, Saaf Kol, so to by all Karbanos, Mosrein B'Sreifa, the extra parts of the Karban do get burnt, but Vein Balechayim Mosrein L'Sreifa, extra animals that are alive that were never used, they do not get burnt. There's no din of if you were mafresh two chataos for achrayus and you were mischaper with one of them, the second one does not go and get burnt. It's yirat sheyistayv, let it go graze until it develops a mum. Shlamim, the pasuk went on and said shlamim, ma shlamim mefaglin umispaglin, just like shlamim, a machsheves pigel on a carbon shlamim can be mefagel something else. And it can be mefagel itself. How is it mefagel something else? Let's say by the carbon toda. If you have a machsheves pigel on the animal, so it's mefagel all the lachme toda also. So it's mefagel something else, not just the animal that you're shechting. It can be mefagel the lachme toda as well, and also mispaglin. It can make it itself. Can become pigle. So too, afkol mifaglin umispaglin. So too, all other karbanos can be mifaglin umispaglin. For instance, zivchei shalmit zibor. They could be obviously mispaglin is the easy one. How they could become pigle themselves? What can the zivchei shalmit zibor be mifagel? So that's the kivsei atzeres. It could be mifagel the shtei alechem. It could be mifagel the karban the breads that you bring on Shavuos. So that's what we learn from that word, from shlamin, that the idea that it could be mefagel umispagel. V'masnisa tana mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, zos hatar rav chulei mincha, ma mincha mikadeshes babalua, av kol mikadeshes babalua. Now we have another brisa where we learn from mincha that it could be mikadesh babalua. Our original brisa learned it from chatos, that chatos mikadesh babalua. So why do I need a pasuk by chatos and a pasuk by mincha to tell me that it could be Mekadesh Bebalua? Again, Mekadesh Bebalua either meant Heter Mitzarif L'Isser or Tam Ke'iker, but it meant that somehow that if you have two karbanos, let's say we gave the example of the chatos and the shlamim, and the meats touch each other and they're boleya into each other, you now have to treat the shlamim meat with all the chumras of chatos. So why do I need that same din to repeat to be alluded to in a pasuk by mincha as well? I already have it alluded to in a pasuk by chatos. So the Gemara explains, v'itzrich l'michtav b'chatos, v'itzrich l'michtav b'mincha. It needs it to be said both in the context of chatos and in the context of mincha. Had it only told me in the context of a carb mincha that the bliya is going to make it aser mishum derechicha bala, I would say yeah, because a mincha is made out of flour and oil. It's very soft, so bliyos are very easily transferred when it comes to a mincha. So that's where we need to be very strict about the bliyos. Aval chatos say malo, but I would think by meat we're not as strict about the bliyos. Because rachmana bechatos, and if it only were to set up by chatos mishum debasar agav deshamin kadir. I would say the opposite. I would say since meat is fatty, so it could very easily the time could very easily transfer. Avol mincha imaloba. Maybe by mincha, there's no fats in the mincha. Maybe the halacha would not apply that the blios would ask. Tzricha. That's why I need both psukim. Now, finally, we quoted all this to get to this line. Why are we doing this whole brisa? The whole point was we started today's shir by saying, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a Korban Pesach has to be bought dafka from chulin money? That you can't use Maaser Sheni money to buy a Korban Pesach. Where does Rabbi Akiva get it from? So the brisa continues, chatos ma chatos ein ba'el min chulin. Just like Korban Chatos can only be purchased from chulin money. And by the way, ubayom ubiyadoe manis, and also it has to be done during the daytime, and you have to dafka use your right hand. So to all karbanos, like a karban pesach, karban toda, it can't be bam in achulin, and it has to be bayom, and it has to be biyadoy emanis. Bottom line is that's how we know it's karban pesach. We know karban pesach. And Korban Todah, by the way, because it's kol, it includes everything. Korban Todah also, Rabbi Akiva will learn that it has to be Bamin Achulin from this pasuk, from this comparison between Chatos and other Korbanos. The Chatos Gufa Minolan, how do I know Chatos itself is Dafka Bamin Achulin? So Amar Chisa, Damokra, Vihikrav Aaron is part of Chatos Asher Lo. So we darshin Lo, Mishalo, Velo Mishal Meiser. It has to belong to him, and therefore it can't be from Meiser Sheni money, because Meiser Sheni money doesn't belong to you. Wait a second, is that so obvious that Maaser Sheni money doesn't belong to you? So the Turi Evan, the Beis Halevi, and the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simon Chafei Os Gimel say this Gemara's drasha sounds like we're assuming that Maaser Sheni is Momen Gavohu. It sounds like we're assuming, like Reb Meir, that Maaser Sheni actually doesn't belong to you, and therefore we could darshin that you're not allowed to buy the Korban Chatos with Maaser Sheni money from the fact that it says lo, that it has to be yours. But if you hold like Reb Yehuda, the Maaser Sheni is mamon hedyot, that it is your own personal property, so then you can't darshan anything from lo. Nevertheless, even though the Achronim write that way, Rashi, Maseches Chulin, Daf Chav Beis, is explicit that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Maaser Sheni is mamon hedyot, we would still be mema'it from the word lo, that you're not supposed to bring from Maaser Sheni. Because even if you hold this mamon hedyot, it's not totally mamon hedyot. It's still different. It's still different than something that's completely normally yours. Your ownership there are limitations on your ownership, namely you're not allowed to do whatever you want with it. You're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So even though it may be mamon hedyot in the dini mamon sense, you could be mekadesh and isha with it, it's not completely low. It's not 100% something that you have complete control over. That's how Rashi writes in Maseches Chulin. Good. So we mentioned Derech Agav that not only does a Chatas does a Pesach and a Toda and a Chata, all these Karbanos need to be Bamin Achulin, they need to be purchased from Chulin money, not from Maaser Sheni money. We mentioned Derech Agav, you also need to do them during the day, and you need to use your right hand. So on that Derech Agav, the Gemara is just going to question, is this really the Drasha that teaches us those Dinim? Beyom, maybe Yom Tzavosu Nafka. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Bayom, we have a different pasuk that tells us that it has to be done Bayom. So Kedinasva, you're right, we just mentioned it Derech Agav. Once we're mentioning this halacha that it's Einu Ba'al Minachul, and we throw in the Bayom halacha, even though it's not really from this pasuk. Biyodo Ayamanis, Midra Barbar Chana Nafka. Well, Biyodo Ayamanis also is not from this pasuk. We learn that from Rabbi Barbar Chana, Dom Rabbi Barbar Chana, Marish Lakish, Kal Mokum Shemar Etzva Vakuna, Einu Eli Yamin. Whenever it says Etzva Vakuna, it always is a reference to the right hand. We had this in Maseches Vachem, we had this whole sugya. So it's always a reference to doing it with the right hand. So Kedinas, okay, that also was just mentioned Derech Agav, but it's not really the Iker Drasha. But bottom line is, what did we get out of this? We got that Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a Korban Pesach is only Bamin Achulin? He learns it from the Chatas, which is Eino Ba'al Min Achulin, and is compared to the other Korbanos that are also Eino Ba'al Min Achulin. But not only does he learn that about the Korban Pesach, that also teaches us about the Korban Toda. Now keep in mind, our Mishnah said it about the Toda and said, how do I know that it's true about the Toda? Because it's true about the Pesach. And how do I know from the Pesach? So it had Pesach Mitzrayim and all drashas. Rabbi Akiva says, it's not the Toda needs to be learned from Pesach. Toda and Pesach are both learned from the same place. That it's Eino Ba, Elam and Achulin. So we'll see how that plays out in a second. Asham, let's just finish up the Limud from the Pasuk. Asham, what do we learn from the word Asham in the Pasuk? Ma Asham Atzmosim Mutarin, Afkal Atzmosim Mutarin. Just like the bones of a Karban Asham are Mutar, so to all Karbanos, the bones are Mutar. To do what with? What are you going to do with the bones? So Tulsa says, to make Kalim out of. You could do whatever you want with the bones. The bones are completely mutter. Even on a Karban Ola, both Rashi and Tosfos point out, the atzamos are completely mutter. Period. So now going back to Rabbi Akiva's Shita. So if Rabbi Akiva is going to learn from the Hikrav Aaron's Parachatos Asher Lo, that it's not only by Korban Chatos, that it has to be Asher Lo, it has to come from your own money, not Maaser Sheni money, but it's true of Pesach and Toda and everything else. So Rabbi Akiva, Haiv Zavachta Pesach, Mayavadai. So what's he going to do with the Pasuk of the Zavachta Pesach, which the Mishnah used to teach us that Korban Pesach can only be brought from your own money and not from Maaser Sheni money? What's Rabbi Akiva going to do with that drasha? He no longer needs that drasha. So Rav Nachman, he's going to use that pasuk to teach us the din of Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman Ram Rabba Baravua Minayin Lemosar Pesach Shakarav Shlamim. How do I know that Mosar Pesach can be brought, leftover animals that were designated for the Korban Pesach can be brought as Korban Shlamim? Shenemar! There's the pasuk v'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar, that you should shech the Pesach Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. Following Pesach elabam and akvasmanizim. What do you mean uvakar? Korban Pesach can only be brought from kvasmanizim. Can't be brought from bakar. So the Mishnah Darshan asks the same kasha on the pasuk, but the Mishnah Darshan, oh, it's coming to tell you that a korban toda also has to come from your own money, not from Maaser Sheni money. But no, the Rabbi Akiva Darshan is differently. Elamosra Pesach eladavra abam and atzonam and abakar. It's not telling you what money you have to buy your korban Pesach from. It's buy your korban toda from. It's coming to tell you that the Mosar HaPesach, any animal that was originally designated for Korban Pesach, can be brought instead for that which could have been from Tzon or Bakar, like a Korban Shlamim, which could have been from Tzon u Bakar. So just because an animal is once designated as Korban Pesach, doesn't mean it's always locked in to Korban Pesach. It might still be used for a different type of Korban, which theoretically could be from Tzon or Bakar. What type of Korban is that? That's the Korban Shlamim, which is also brought from Tzon Ubakar. Rashi Miksaviyad says, well, wait a second, Korban Ola is also brought from Tzon Ubakar. How do you know from that pasuk that it's dafka the Korban Shlamim that a Mosar Pesach will turn into? Korban Ola is also brought from Tzon Ubakar. So he said, no, since you're makdish the Pesach, al menas to eat it, and a Korban Ola doesn't get eaten, so it's more logical to assume that it transfers into a type of Korban that can get eaten, as opposed to a type of Korban that cannot get eaten, so it's got to be a Shlamim and not an Ola. Frek the Gemara of Ahameh Hachanafka. Wait a second, is this really where you learn this din from? Midavod the Shmuel Nafka. We learn from Avod the Shmuel. The Chsiv Imen Atzon Kabarnol is Zevak Shlamim. Vamar Avod the Shmuel Davar Abam Atzon Yehil is Zevak Shlamim. Don't we see from that pasuk that the Mosar Pesach is brought as a Korban Shlamim? Do you really learn? Again, what we're saying is that Rabbi Akiva would learn Vizavach the Pesach to teach me Mosar Pesach is brought as a Korban Shlamim. Now we're saying there's another pasuk. Avod the Shmuel quotes a pasuk that which was originally only supposed to be Bamin Atzon, and namely a Korban Pesach, can instead be used for a Shlamim. So says the Gemara, not only that, I have a third pasuk. V'akati mehachanafka, is it really even that pasuk that teaches me that the Mosar Pesach is brought for a Shlamim? Mehasim nafka, there's a third pasuk. V'atanya keves l'rabos is a Pesach la'aliyah, tells you that you're supposed to burn the tail of the Korban Pesach. Kishu Amar Im Keves, Lavi Pesach Shavar Shnaso. Im Keves tells me about a Pesach that's already aged out of the Korban Pesach. Ushlamim, a year old animal can be used as Korban Pesach. Ushlamim haba machmas Pesach l'kol mitzvah shlamim, and a shlamim that's ba machmas Pesach, which we're understanding means Mosara Pesach, is brought like a regular Korban Shlamim. What does it mean it's brought like a regular Korban Shlamim? Shiyatinu smicha, unesachim, utunufus chaz v'shok. You need to do smicha, you need to bring the nesachim, you need to wave the chaz v'shok. You have all these halachos on a Mosar HaPesach. Shomer v'im eis, hivsike inyan limira leis, shein atuna alya. And when it says v'im eis, tells you about the eis that doesn't require the aliyah, the tail. But the bottom line is, big fat question mark right there. We have three psukim that all teach us that the Mosar HaPesach is brought as a shlamim. What do I need? Three psukim tell me Mosar HaPesach is brought as a shlamim. Says the Gemara, we need all three. Tlasa Kraik Sivi, there are three psukim written for a reason. Chad Liavra Zmano Viavra Shnaso, one to tell me about an animal that was originally designated for Korban Pesach, but was Avra Zmano, meaning Pesach has already passed, plus Avra Shnaso, plus the animal is aged out of being able to be used as a Korban Pesach, V'chad the Avra Zmano v'lo Avra Shnaso, went to tell me about something that was originally designated as Korban Pesach, Pesach has passed though, although the animal hasn't aged out of being able to be used as Korban Pesach, V'chad the lo Avra Zmano v'lo Avra Shnaso, and went to tell me that if you have a Moser Pesach, where it's not even Pesach yet, and this animal is still perfectly viable to use as a Korban Pesach, that still you can bring it as a Shlamim. Why do I need three Pesachim to teach me about these three kinds of animals? Why would I have thought one and not the other? So, first of all, how does that even happen? Lo Avra Zmano v'lo Avra Shnaso, what in the world are you bringing that as a Korban Shlamim for? If I designated a Korban Pesach a week before Pesach, and I got it, and it's there, and now it's 6 days before Pesach, and it's still there, and it's still fine, and it's healthy, and it's good, and it's the right age, why would I then just bring it as a Korban Shlamim? What's that talking about? So Rashi says, no, the case obviously is, kigon sha'avad kodem chatzos v'hifrish achar tachtav v'nimtza. It's you lost it, and you mafresh another one, and then you found the first one. Dimratza l'shokto kodem chatzos karav shlamim. So if you want to shecht it before chatzos, you can shecht it as a Korban Shlamim, even though it's still ra'ui to be used as Korban Pesach. If you wanted, you could have chosen to use this one as Korban Pesach, but you already designated another animal as a Korban Pesach. That's why you would want to shecht this as a shlamim. So again, but why do I need to be told about all three of these kinds of animals that they can be used as a shlamim? Utsrichi. Had it only taught me the din of the Avra Zmano and Avra Shnaso that could be used as a Korban Shlamim, I'd say, yeah, that could be used as a Korban Shlamim because it's so out of the parsha of Pesach already, it can't be used as Pesach, might as well use it as a Shlamim. Avlov Zmano of Avra Shnaso, the Chazil Pesach, Sheini, Emelol. But if just Pesach passed, but the animal is still the appropriate age, you could still use it as a Korban Pesach, namely Pesach Sheini. So I might have thought you cannot then use it as a Korban Shlamim. So that's why I have a second pasuk. And if you would have told me that, yeah, even if an animal is no longer able to be used on Pesach Rishon, because Pesach Rishon is over already, that could be used as a Korban Shlamim, but I would have thought of a law of Rizman of law of Rishonasso, when it's not even Pesach Rishon yet, when it's Erev Pesach before Chatzos, that feel Pesach Rishon Nami Chazi, where you could even use it for Pesach Rishon, aim a low, I would think you can't just decide to use it as a Korban Shlamim. Instead, Tzricha, that's why I need three Pesukim. What about the reverse? Why didn't I just have one Pesach tell me about the low of Rizmano and low of Rishonasso, and then I would learn Kalvachom, that you can even use that as a Shlamim, I would learn Kalvachom or the others? So that's a Klotz Kasha. Obviously, the Pesukim never refer to these specific cases. There are just three Pesukim. So if I only would have had one Pesuk, whichever Pesuk it was, I would have assumed that, yeah, when could Moser Pesach be Shlamim, become a Shlamim? When it was both Avra Zmano, the Avra Shnaso. It's the fact that there's the buildup of three Pesukim that tells me, no, not only Avra Zmano of Avra Shnaso, even if Lo Avra Zmano and Lo Avra Shnaso. It's the fact that you have all three Pesukim that we're able to learn that out from. The Gemara over here spoke about the Shlamim Habaim Machmas Pesach. Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly Shlamim Habaim Machmas Pesach that were marbe for all the mitzvahs of Shlamim really means. Rashi in the Ksaviyat over here and in other places says that that's a reference to Chagigas Yudalid that you bring together with the Korban Pesach. We learn from the Pasuk that the Chagigas Arba Asar has a din of a Korban Shlamim Lekol Davar. Tosos disagrees. Tosos says the Shlamim Habaim Machmas Pesach that we always speak about is the Moser Pesach. And that's what Rashi writes over here, that it's referenced to Moser Pesach. From the context of our Gemara, it sounds like it's got to be the Moser Pesach when you talk about the Shlamim Habaim Machmas Pesach. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't have had a kasha. The Gemara was saying, look, I already know about Moser Pesach that it's brought Shlamim from Shlamim Habaim Machmas Pesach. So it sounds like it's got to be the Moser Pesach. Now, there is a Chakira in the Achronim. The Mikdash David raises that, and the Briska Rav raised the following issue. With the Geder of the Din of Shlamim Habaim Machmas Pesach, that it's eaten for only Yom V'Laila, that it's eaten for only one day and one night. Is that because it's a min korban b'fnei atzmo, that it's eaten for one day, one night, that just like there's Shalmei Nazir that have a din of Yom V'Laila, different than all other korban shlamim, Shalmei Nazir has a din of Yom V'Laila, so too these kinds of korban shlamim, Shlam Abba Machmas Pesach, also has a din of Yom V'Laila? Or maybe, no, it has a regular din of a Korban Shlamim. It's just that the Zman Achila has to be limited to what you originally mafresh it for. Meaning, you originally mafresh offers this animal for Karban Pesach. So you can't now expand the Zman Achila by turning it into a Karban Shlamim. So in terms of the Kedusha, the Karban, it has Kedusha's Karban Shlamim. It's not a brand new type of Shlamim, it's a regular Shlamim. But it's limited in the time that you could eat it because it was originally a Karban Pesach. That's the Chakira. Is it that it's a new kind of Karban Shlamim? Or it's not, it's the same kind of Karban Shlamim, it's just limited in the time that you can eat it. Pesach is Yom Laila. It's Laila. Is that you can only be eaten up until that the night after the day that you shechted it. So in that sense, it's Yom Laila. It's good kasha that Pesach may only be until Chatzos. That's Machlokas Tanaim, right, in Pesachim. So that's a good kasha. The Achronim deal with that also. Maybe we'll get to that, maybe we won't, depending on timing. But well, the Ma'ayin Afkamina, whether you're going to say that the Shlam Abba Machmas Pesach, the fact that it's Nechal Yom V'Laila is a new Kedusha Shlamim, it's a new kind of Shlamim, or it's just a regular Shlamim with the limitations of Achila of a Pesach. Nafkamina is, let's say it had a Mum, and you're Machal it on another animal, and you're Makr of that other animal as a Shlamim. How many days can you eat that as? That animal is never designated for only one day, one night. That animal was, you were just more mechal the kedusha from this animal onto that animal. What kedusha is it? Is it a kedusha of a different kind of shlamim that's only a yom v'layla? In which case, that new animal would also be yom v'layla? Or is it, no, it's a kedusha of a regular shlamim. It's just that the old animal had certain limitations because it was originally designated as a Pesach. Well, this animal has no such limitations, and therefore, it would be able to be eaten for shnei yamim. Vilayla echad. That's the chakira that the achronim raised. Okay, hadrul chatoda isaba. Let's at least see the Mishnah, maybe a little bit more before. I'll just mention the din of Karban Pesach that it's only the yom. It's only belayla, and it's not the yom. And also even bisman achila belayla is machlokas tanaim. How late it could be eaten? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's only until chatzos and not all the way until the morning, like all other karbanos that are eaten the yom belayla, which midaraisa could be eaten kolalayla. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Karban Pesach could be eaten ad haboker. So the Achronim wonder, according to this Svara, the Mosar Pesach is eaten for Yom V'Laila because it was Huktash originally for a Karban Pesach, so it has to still be limited by the time frame of the Karban Pesach. So then, why is it that you're allowed to eat it B'Yom? Pesach Atzmo can only be eaten B'Laila. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, why is it that you're allowed to eat it past Chatzos? Karban Pesach itself is only allowed to be eaten until Chatzos. So the Achronim explain that by Achilles Karban Pesach there are two inyanim. There's the din of Achilles Kachim like all other Karbanos, and aside from that there's a mitzvah Achilles Basar Pesach on the Lel Tesvav Nisan. The idea of Yom Vila, the Midin Achilles Karbanos, Karban Pesach could have been eaten Yom Vilayla. It's just that there's a further limitation that there's a special mitzvah Achilles Pesach. That obviously, that further limitation doesn't apply to the Shlam Habayim Machmas Pesach. But the Kedusha of the carbon itself, which would have allowed Yom V'Layla, that applies to the Shlam Habayim Machmas Pesach as well. So the Beis Halevi develops a whole bunch of nafkaminas to that idea that Karban Pesach, that there are Tzvei Dinim Karban Pesach. All right, let's at least see the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Kol Karbanos HaTzibur VaYachid, all Karbanos HaTzibur and Karbanos Yachid, Bayim Min HaAretz Michutz LaAretz, can come from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz LaAretz. You can buy the animal did not have to be a sabra, right? It could have been born in Chutz La'aretz. Min achadash min ayashan. It could be brought from old grain, new grain doesn't make a difference, right? By grain karbanos also. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei alechem shein ba'al min achadash min ha'aretz. Except for omer and shtei alechem, they have to dafka be from chadash. They have to dafka come from Eretz Yisrael. V'kulin in ba'al min ha'muvchar. They dafka have to should come from the muvchar, from the best possible grains. Ve'ezu muvchar shalem. What is the muvchar? Very interesting, the Mishnah just mentions, Machnis v'zatcha alfa l'soles. Machnis and Zatcha are the Aleph level solas. That's where the best solas come from. Rashi said, just like the Aleph is Rosh Kalosios, it's the first letter in the Aleph, that's the grade A solas. Shnilehen Ophraim Bibika. The second grade solas comes from Ophraim Bibika. Call it, and then the Mishnah just mentions, call it, this is not a Din Li'ikuva. Really, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael would be kosher to bring these karbanos from. It's just that that's where they would bring it from, because that's where they would get the most muvchar, the choicest grains from those locations. All right, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up from the Gemara tomorrow.